I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Today's episode of Come for Supper is sponsored by Cobra Beer and the Cobra Collective. Founded by British Indian entrepreneur Lord Karan Bilimoria, Cobra Beer launched the Cobra Collective initiative with the aim to support the UK restaurant industry. Bringing together a panel of highly successful chefs, restaurateurs, and restaurant industry entrepreneurs, members of the collective, of which I am one, are working individually and as a group in rolling out a programme of inspiring business masterclasses, interactive workshops, and how-to videos developed to support startup hospitality entrepreneurs and existing restaurant owners at what is a turbulent time for the hospitality sector. I'll be hosting my own workshop on how to make sense and use of social media in a culinary world for the Cobra Collective on the 20th of April. So keep an eye out for my social channels as well as the Cobra Collective. To follow the Cobra Collective on Instagram, search at cobra.collective. I hope you enjoy the episode and thanks so much for listening. Hey everyone, and welcome to Come for Supper. I'm Alexandra Dudley, food writer, cook, and serial dinner party host. So I thought it'd be fun to sit down with people who share that love for food, chat about life, and learn a little bit more about how they like to serve supper. I speak to chefs, restaurateurs, artists, actors, authors, and pretty much anyone who likes to entertain. If you're new to the podcast, make sure you click subscribe. And if you enjoy it, rate it, review it, share it, and tell your friends, as it makes all the difference. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show. Today, I sit down with a true entrepreneur. His dedication to his business and the industry which it serves has rewarded him with a life position in the House of Lords as a crossbench peer. He is also Chancellor of Birmingham and chairman and founder of that very business which he thought up as an eager university student, Cobra Beer. Now stocked globally, Cobra Beer is one of the world's favourite beers when it comes to pairing with food. And I'm thrilled to be joined in the studio today by its wonderful founder, Lord Bilimoria. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
And where have you come from this afternoon?
I've come straight from the Cobra Beer London office.
Oh, nice. It's a Cobra Day today.
Yes.
Okay. Not too far then, not too far. So let's go right back then to the food of your childhood. I know that you grew up in India. What were suppers like in your house growing up?
My father was in the Indian Army and he was commissioned into the Gurkhas. And we moved around a lot. So every 2 or 3 years we moved to a different place. And so I managed to get to know food from all around India, from South India to North India. And India has the most amazing regional food, which is so delicious, so varied. And whenever my father was posted to the border or to fight a war, to a non-family station, we'd go back to my mother's family home in Hyderabad in South Central India. And this is a beautiful, big, large, almost a mansion in the middle of a city. And it was the most amazing childhood. We had 8 acres of land around this house. We had our own buffaloes, so we had fresh milk. They would go and graze in the fields around the house. There'd be great excitement. We'd be woken up in the middle of the night if a calf was being born. And so those are the memories of having that fresh milk. And then my grandmother, my mother's mother, was a great cook. She had a fabulous retinue of chefs and just loved cooking herself. Mm-hmm. And her mango pickle, to this day, it is the best mango pickle I've ever had in my life. And you can't get it because she used to make it. And when I was a student in England, she would send jars of it to me.
Oh, brilliant.
And I would look forward to it. And I can visualize now in the courtyards at the back of the house, the chilies drying and the mango being made ready for the pickle. And it was just such excitement.
So delicious.
And these big kitchens, which were slightly away from the main house, linked by a corridor. And as children, we were not allowed to sit at the main dining table. So we sat on the veranda just outside the dining. So the adults sat at the dining table. Mm-hmm. And we would sit on a table, my brother and I, just outside.
The same time or
at the same
earlier?
Time. At the same time. Okay, we just weren't allowed at the main table.
Okay.
But I mean, I've always just loved food.
Yeah.
And I had a huge appetite. And my brother didn't. So whenever my brother had finished eating, I'd eat the rest of his
You'd
food.
Eat for two. Eat for one and a half. So I know you came to England when you were 19 and ended up going to Cambridge. Very studious. And I know it was there that you came up with the idea for Cobra Beer after quite a successful business with polo sticks, I read.
That's how we started in business, because I was playing polo at Cambridge and I organized and led the first Cambridge University polo tour of India. And I came back with some sample polo sticks and ended up selling them to Lily White's and Harrods. And by this stage, I had already qualified as a chartered accountant. Mm-hmm. With what is today EY in London. Mm-hmm. I had my law degree from Cambridge. I had a degree from India. And I said, enough education. Yeah. And I had the idea, the big idea mm-hmm. for Cobra. But it was a big idea. And we started off, I teamed up with a childhood friend of mine from Hyderabad with no money. And,
yeah.
and although I always say that I come from a privileged background in India, but my father was an army officer. So,
he,
you know, there was never any money to finance
me.
I had to raise the money to come and study in the UK through scholarships. And my grandmother helped me with half of it. So I started in business with £20,000 of student debt to pay off.
Wow.
And we had this big idea. We started building up experience dealing with India with the polo sticks to start mm-hmm. with. And then leather and silk goods that we sold to Selfridges and high fashion garments that we sold to boutiques, including in Beecham Place. One of them was Princess Diana's favorite boutique.
Wow.
And just building up the experience.
Yeah.
And then through serendipity, which a Cambridge professor at the Judge Business School, Mark Duron defines serendipity as seeing what everyone else sees but thinking what no one else has thought. And luck is when determination meets opportunity.
Yeah.
And I had this big idea, and then we stumbled upon the biggest and most successful independent brewery in India, in Bangalore. And they'd never exported beer before, they were known to our mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the introduction, and then they said, okay, you want to make this beer? I described the taste. I wanted this extra smooth, less gassy beer that would be...
You didn't like the beer that you were drinking.
I hated the lagers.
You hated English at the time.
The lagers at the time I found very fizzy and gassy and harsh and bland and bloating, but I loved English ales, which
okay.
I do to this day.
Yeah.
But I found that the lagers were hopeless on their own
mm-hmm.
and didn't go with food, and the ales were great on their own, in a pub. But
hard to find in a restaurant as well.
But they
sometimes.
Wouldn't go.
Yeah.
The ales were too bitter and too heavy.
Mm-hmm.
They just would not accompany food, let alone Indian food.
Yeah.
And I would go to Indian restaurants regularly because I missed my Indian food.
Yeah.
And you'd want something cold and refreshing. And instead, you're given this awful
bloating
yeah, lager.
That fills you up.
And so then I came up with the idea of creating this beer, which has the smoothness of an ale and the refreshment of a lager combined. And it'd be easy to drink and also accompany all food,
mm-hmm.
including Indian food. And so that was the idea. The brewery in India said, we don't produce a beer like that. None of their brand names were appropriate. So they said, okay, why don't you come to India, work with our brewmaster, develop this beer from scratch, and do it under your own brand name. Now, that was so lucky because our most valuable asset is the Cobra Beer brand.
Who came up with the name? It's a great name.
We went through hundreds and hundreds of names. And... Well, it's a long story, but we chose Panther.
Okay.
But when we tried to sell Panther, my partner tried to sell Panther, none of the customers wanted it.
Yeah, Cobra is better than Panther, I think.
Absolutely. And it's one of those lessons I learned very early
mm-hmm.
on that, good judgment comes from experience and experience comes from bad judgment.
Yeah. And if it doesn't sell, it's not, you know.
Yeah, well, you've got to make the mistakes.
Yeah.
And the customers, for whatever reason, didn't like Panther. And mistake we'd made is we hadn't tested out the name
mm-hmm.
before we'd just gone ahead and chosen
it. Okay.
Luckily, it was just in time. And my brother, who had an advertising agency in Hyderabad, helped me, and we stalled the bottling of the beer, quickly redesigned it to Cobra, which was a second choice name.
Mm-hmm.
Customers love the name Cobra.
Yeah, and there we go.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Exactly 30 years ago this year is when the first container arrived on the shores of the UK was in June 1990. So this will be 30 years.
Oh, it's funny.
Which for a beer brand is actually young. And most beer brands are ancient, centuries old.
So you definitely like a challenge. And I spoke about it briefly in the introduction. But this year, or last year now, you launched the Cobra Collective, which is an important initiative, I know, to you personally.
We're proud to have you as an ambassador. Yes.
can you talk to us a little bit about what you hope to achieve with the initiative and why it matters to you personally as well? Because I know that you're excited about it. I know that you personally have great enjoyment about the fact that it's happening.
Cobra's foundation from the very beginning have been the restaurants. The curry restaurants, the Indian restaurants, Bangladeshi restaurants. Over two-thirds of what we call Indian restaurants are owned and run by Bangladeshis. And it's a phenomenal industry. It's an industry of entrepreneurs who've opened up restaurants in every corner of this country and put back into their communities. Mm. And I've seen this firsthand from the restaurateurs, and they gave me my break, and I will never forget that.
Yeah.
And I've always tried, we have always tried at Cobra, to put back into the community. How can we help our industry, which is for the benefit of everybody? And the Cobra Collective is a way of helping the industry with experts such as yourself, holding masterclasses, being ambassadors for the industry, and for all of us to learn from each other. And we're financing this, and it's got off to a flying start. Mm. And we recently had Nisha Katona of Mowgli Restaurants,
who started up
a chain of restaurants in a very short period of time, starting in Liverpool. She held a masterclass recently, which was a great success. So it's turning out to be wonderful in a way of putting back into the industry for the benefit of the whole industry.
I'm excited. I mean, so far, I know that Nisha's talk was an incredible success. I'm excited for mine, which is very soon.
We're looking forward to it.
Very soon, later on. Okay, so let's talk about dinner parties. I know that you're a very busy man. Do you ever have time to entertain?
Not as much as I'd like to. But I do enjoy it when we do have time.
And when you do have time, let's say you have all the time, what's an evening like at your house? Who's cooking? Are you cooking? Is your wife cooking?
It's a combination. My wife loves
team
to cook.
Team effort.
She loves to cook. And my wife is South African. And we have been married for 26 years. And so, and she loves India and I love South Africa.
Yeah.
And
great food, actually. Both.
Yeah.
Great.
In South Africa, I love the barbecues and stuff.
Yeah, I bet.
When we land in South Africa, the first thing we do at home in Cape Town is have a big South African barbecue. They call
it
a braai.
With really good beer.
With great beer. And that's great. And of course, at home, we have a variety of different food.
Mm-hmm.
Literally from Indian food to Western food, the whole mix. And I don't get the opportunity to cook as much as I'd like to.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my favorite dishes that I like cooking is a spaghetti carbonara.
Oh, nice.
Which I do in my own way that I learned years ago.
So what's your tip? What's the secret?
The secret is, it's very simple. I don't use creams and things.
Okay.
I keep it very, very simple. Mm-hmm. But the secret is to get the eggs when you put them in at the end to just do them just right, because if you overdo it, then it turns out to be too dry.
Yeah, and thick.
And you've just got to make sure that the heat is just right and you time the eggs right. And if you do that, it's wonderful.
Perfect. So I'm sure you get lots of curiosity from kind of dinner party guests surrounding your work, I guess. Do you ever get hounded for kind of parliament gossip?
Always. I absolutely always get hounded for...
Which must be exhausting.
No, I love it.
You love it?
I totally.
I was going to ask, do you deflect it or do you, a lot of people are probably asking the same questions. I think a lot of people are often confused. So do you enjoy kind of explaining things to people? Because I think that's often the biggest thing that people want to know, is they just want to understand something.
people on the whole are looking for insights because being in Parliament, you're in the thick of it. And particularly the 4 years of Brexit, we were immersed in it. And I took a very active role in it. And so to that extent, yes, one gets knowledgeable about something. And so you can discuss with people. And I'm quite open to that.
Have you ever brought Cobra to work?
In what way?
Well, have you ever brought bottles of beer to work?
The office always has bottles of beer.
Oh, good.
But the thing is, I mean, this is the irony. Although there's always beer and always has been in every office we've ever been, nobody will ever drink a beer during the day.
Oh, because they're working hard.
Sometimes you'll see on a Friday evening, people might open up a bottle of beer at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, no one touches it. The only time is if you're doing a tasting.
Okay. I've done a Cobra tasting. Yeah. It's great fun.
So quite often we do have tastings.
Okay, just to make sure everything's
Yeah, or comparative tastings with other products or different batches. And I'm constantly trying to perfect. We have it monitored very carefully because ultimately the quality of Cobra, it is one of, I mean, without boasting, I'm proud of it. It's one of the best beers in the world. But you've always got to be on top of it.
Mm-hmm. What's the food like in the House of Lords?
Very good.
Is it?
The food is excellent. There's a whole variety.
Okay.
So from a self-service, on a tray, buttery type cafeteria buttery, where you can get a good array of cooked food or cold food from breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Has it got kind of good diversity in terms of flavor and stuff?
Yeah. I mean, it's basic. That's basic food.
Okay.
Then you get a brasserie type restaurant, where you can have burgers and simple food again. And then there's the Peer's dining room, which is the sort of smartest room.
Okay.
And the food is very good.
Food's very good. And do they serve Cobra? Can we get Cobra?
No, sometimes at events Cobra is served.
Okay.
But on the whole, that's up to the committee that does the drinks of which beers they choose. Okay. And I've never interfered with that.
Yeah. So if you had to choose one, beer or politics, what would you choose?
Both.
I thought you were going to say that. Even though I'm sure a lot of people would just choose the first one. Okay, and do you ever struggle with running a business and working, you know, especially during Brexit time? I know that it was probably quite a high-pressured time.
It's always something that one has to be able to fit in what you want to. And and my wife always reminds me, anything I do is my choice. So I don't have to do any of the things unless I really want to. And the reason I do these things, I genuinely love them. Yeah. And I'm always pinch myself and say, you're so lucky to get these opportunities.
Yeah.
So I love my business. I love Cobra. I still think it's got huge amounts of expansion yet to go.
Yeah.
In many ways, I think we've only started. We export to about 40 countries around the world. We could export to more. We could have a far bigger presence in countries than we do at the moment.
Yeah.
In the UK alone, we could be many times bigger than we are. The new products that we bring out, the Malabar Blonde IPA that I brought out.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's the smoothest, most drinkable India Pale Ale by far in the world, and the only IPA that I know that actually genuinely goes well with food in the way Cobra does. King Cobra, double fermented beer from Belgium,
incredible.
Which is double fermented with an ale yeast and a lager, never been done before, in a champagne bottle,
unpasteurized. The champagne bottle. It's so special.
So all our
it?
Products and our innovations, we're so proud of them. There's so much still to do. The House of Lords, I love it. I was one of the youngest peers when I was appointed 13 years ago. Mm-hmm. I'm still one of the youngest peers. The average age is 70. And it's such a wonderful place. I learn so much whenever I'm there. And I do believe people do not appreciate the role of the House of Lords enough. I don't think people truly give it the credit it is due. Because it is, I describe it almost a guardian of our nation. It's a check and balance on the Commons. And the breadth and depth of expertise we have in almost every field you can imagine, no other parliamentary chamber in the world has anything like it.
Mm.
And then when you come to my other activities, like being Chancellor of the University of Birmingham, I love that. It's such
I
a privilege. Chairing the Judge Business School, the Cambridge Judge Business School, one of the leading business schools in the world. What a privilege that is. And now being Vice President of the CBI, the Confederation of British Industry. All these things are just amazing, and I love them. The challenge is, of course, is to prioritize the different commitments, and I'm lucky to be able to do that. And, of course, most importantly, my family.
Mm-hmm.
They always come first. And we have four children, and I've always gone to all their sporting activities,
so
their school
better
meetings,
than most parents,
parents'
I
meetings.
Think.
I review everyone's reports with them individually because I love it. They come first. And I've got a wonderful, supportive wife. I mean, Heather is, has been with me from a year after I started Cobra. So she's seen all the ups and downs in my journey. And then, of course, you can't do any of this without a great team.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a fabulous team that supports me, that enables me to do all these things.
It's brilliant. So coming back to the dinner table, what three ingredients do you think one should always have in the house to throw together a good dinner party?
Well, the most important thing, I suppose, is you've got to have great food.
Yeah.
And you've got to have great drink. Mm-hmm. So some good Cobra
always
beer.
Cobra beer.
And if people want to drink wine, good wine.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's who's at the dinner. And and I always believe that at our home, I like to think it's a welcoming home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our children are always having their friends around. And I think that's great because they feel welcome there. They know when they come to our house. There'll always be food.
Yeah.
There'll be lots to eat. And I like that feeling.
Yeah.
So I think that having that relaxed, open, warm, welcoming feeling is the most important thing.
Makes
and
a
then if you have good beer, good food, wow.
There you go. You got it. And then last question, if you could have three people, anyone you want, alive or dead, to your ultimate dinner party, who would you have and why?
I would have the Dalai Lama. Mm-hmm. He's one of the most inspirational people I've ever met. I would have Winston Churchill.
Brilliant.
And I would have my great-grandfather, my mother's grandfather, Didi Italia, who's been an inspiration to me throughout my life. I was about 3 years old when he passed away, but the stories I've heard about him, he was an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
He did great public
service. In the family.
He looked after his family well. He was a philanthropist, and he was a member of the Indian equivalent of the House of Lords, the Rajya Sabha. So 4 generations later, his inspiration in many ways I've followed in his footsteps here in the UK. And he used to have a Sunday lunch, I'm told, in his huge house in Hyderabad at a table that would sit over 30 people. And he would be, and I would go as a child, and he'd be at the head of that table and love having his whole family around him. And everyone was a three-line whip to be there for that Sunday lunch.
Yeah, I bet. Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Lord Billimoria. That was brilliant. And thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you liked it, rate it, review it, talk about it, share it, and invite your friends round for supper. This has been a Studio 71 production. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.